Chapter 5 The Afterlife. Of course, Tut had no way of knowing that he would die young. Nevertheless, he'd already started planning his tomb before his death. Why? The ancient Egyptians believed in an afterlife. Life after death was very much like life on Earth. In fact, it was even better. The journey to the land of the dead was a difficult one. Not everyone was allowed to live there. A special book had magic spells that helped a person reach the land of the dead. The book was called The Book of the Dead. Every person, even the pharaoh, had to pass a test. In the underworld, his or her heart was put on one side of a scale. On the other was a feather. If the person had led a good life, the heart would be lighter than the feather, and that meant the person could enter the land of the dead. In the land of the dead, the person's spirit would continue to enjoy all the same pleasures as before: eating, drinking, hunting, playing games, going for boat rides. A tomb was not just a resting place for the body. It was like another home, filled with absolutely everything the person would need or want in the afterlife. Of course, poor peasants did not own many things, nor could they afford large tombs. Often, poor people were just buried in the sand. But a royal tomb had many rooms, all of which were filled with treasures. The tomb of Tutankhamun was very small for a pharaoh. It had only 4 rooms. That's because it was meant for someone else, probably a member of the court. But when Tut died, his own much grander tomb was not ready. There was no choice except to bury him someplace else. The largest tombs of pharaohs are the 3 pyramids at Giza. The huge statue of the Sphinx is there too, watching over the pyramids. The pyramids were built long before Tut's time, more than 1,000 years before. The biggest pyramid belonged to a pharaoh named Cheops. It took approximately 100,000 workers 20 years to complete. The body of Cheops was placed deep inside, in a secret chamber. In ancient times, people knew that treasure lay buried with the body of the pharaoh. Unfortunately, the pyramids were looted. Robbers made off with the objects meant for the pharaoh's afterlife. Pharaohs who lived later decided to build secret tombs to keep robbers away. The tombs were underground hiding places. They had all sorts of traps. Some tombs had stone blocks placed above the entrance. If the door was opened, the stone would fall and kill the robber. Inside, there were false rooms to confuse robbers. And if certain floor tiles were stepped on, they gave way, sending robbers down a shaft to their death. But all the planning and all the traps did not stop thieves. Somehow they managed to find the tombs. They broke into them and made off with the riches. Before Howard Carter found Tut's tomb in 1922, people thought every single tomb of a pharaoh had been opened and robbed. That was why Carter's discovery was such an important event. There always had been legends about the fabulous treasures of the pharaohs. Now there was proof. The legends were true. Chapter 6